about there. From today onwards, sun is traveling to south in southern hemisphere. It is called as Dakshina Ayana, that movement. In the northern hemisphere, from today, sun is moving towards the north. It's called as Uttarayana. In the northern hemisphere, days becoming longer, whereas in the southern hemisphere, day starts becoming shorter. It's a Dakshinayana. In the north, Uttara, traveling to the north, it's Uttara. Uttara means going higher. In our life also, we should go higher in our life. Higher in the life, I have been covering, the scripture says, only way we can go higher in our life, those who have these three qualities. One is Swadhyaya, daily reading the scriptures. Scriptures, get the inspiration from that one. And tapas. Tapas, tapa, tapa means tapa. Tapa, last week in Melbourne, it hit up to 45 degrees. Heat. So much of heat is there. Everywhere heat. Life is full of heat. Endure. Endure the heat in your life. It's called tapas. Tapas, tapa means fire. Tapas, you have to offer yourself in the fire. Fire to bake yourself hard. In the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Yajna dana tapa karma natyajyam karyam evatat. Yajna dana tapa karma pavanani manishina. Yajna, yajna, that tapas, endure this one. Tapas, tapas, you have to do the tapas. You can do the tapas, you can endure the difficulty only when we start reading from the scriptures. You start getting extra energy, extra boost of motivation, extra boost of inspiration. When you read from the great lives of great people and get inspired by them, you also think, yes, why am I getting buckled for small trivial things in my life? I should endure. I should endure the difficulty. The tapas, with the backing of scriptures, when you start doing tapas, the tapas and you offer that one, tapas, whatever you are acquired, you have to give it to others. Yajna and dhana, and offer yourself to the Supreme Lord. Tapas, do the tapas, whatever you acquired, you have to share it with others. And dedicate your life, entire life, to the Lord, at His will. You are not sitting idle. Whatever you are doing, you are offering to the Lord. And yajna, dhana, tapas, these three, it purifies the most impure person also. And it says, even the most purest person also should not forego these three. Tapas, every day, that person has to do the tapas. With the backing of scriptures, Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, one has to read the scriptures, reflect on that one, and do the dedicate one's life by enduring the difficulties in life, and offer yourself to the Lord. The tapas, I mentioned, tapas means fire. Invoke the fire and offer yourself in that fire. That is yajna, dhana, tapas. By doing that one, manishina. Manishina means one becomes a great person. If you want to become a great, remarkable person in your life, you have to inculcate these three. Yajna, dhana, tapas, and it purifies yourself. And you will become a great person by doing that one. Sri Krishna says, Sri Krishna urges all of us to become great. Great in our life, in our own way. And how to do that one? Yat shastraya pramanam te karya akarya vivastito jnatva shastram vidanoktam karma kartur iharhasim. Why? How to do the tapas? Shastra pramanam. Ye shastra pramanam te. I keep the scriptures as an authority. Scriptures as an authority. Pramanam te. And you, it will tell you what to do in your life, what not to do. Karya akarya vyavasthito. Jnatva shastram vidhanoktam. And when you are reading the scriptures, there is a method to understand the scriptures. Vidhana, shastra vidhanoktam. And the message of the all scriptures is pointing to one direction. You should not go off track. Not to pick up only one sentence here and there to understand. Thus, all scriptures are pointing to one direction. You have to, vidhana, you understand by approaching a teacher. Teacher will point out you how to understand the scriptures. Otherwise, if you try to read it yourself with some translation, it may mislead you. Karya, karma kartu iharhasi. When you understand the scriptures, shastra vidhana, do the karma and iharhasi. You have to do the karma here. After reading that one, you should not become idle. When the tapas, pavanani manishina, when you start doing the tapas, as I mentioned in the beginning, start doing the tapas, and prakasha avarana, this in the prakasha avarana, that what the light within every one of us light, that it is covered by various impurities. The light within every one of us, there is a light. How to remove the light? I would repeat, only through the tapas. When you start doing the tapas, the prakasha avaranam, that avarana, get removed by tapas. When the impurities gets melted down, light within shines out. The light is there within every one of us. All we have to do through the tapas, melt down the curtains. Many curtains are there. Curtains get melted down. The light within shines out. When the light shines out, that person is called as an illumined person. Illumined person is nothing but light is there, that all he has done or she has done, removed the curtains. The impurities have made, prakasha, avarana, whatever is there, that person has removed that one, the light shines out. The Vasudeva within, Vasudeva is there, Vasudeva means light within is covered with various layers. And when it is removed, again Vasudeva comes out. That light within is hidden, it gets revealed. That prakasha avaranam, that light, through the tapas, when the curtains are removed, the light shines out. When it happens, that person, Patanjali says, tapa swadhyaya, that tapas and swadhyaya, when it is done in the direction, as an offering to the Supreme Being, Ishwar Pranidhana, all three he calls as Kriya Yogaha. Tapa swadhyaya Ishwar Pranidhani Kriya Yogaha. One experiences the Kriya. Kriya means that one that so inspired in the life, whatever he or she does, it's an expression of joy. It's a life becomes a celebration. Until then, whatever I'm doing, in the morning, if you go through the freeway at 6 o'clock, traffic is heavy, bumper to bumper traffic. Even at 7 o'clock, if you're going towards the barrack, bumper to bumper traffic. I may be saying, I'm so busy in my life, I had to leave home around 6 o'clock, I come back only at 8 o'clock, so busy. And why I'm doing that way? I don't know, I have no choice, I have to feed my family. Or I may lose I have to pay the mortgage. I am doing out of compulsion. Why I am so busy? It is my karma. It is my karma, I have to slog. And if I ask many people to take up some extra challenge, they say, sorry, I am busy. Why I am saying, sorry, I am busy? That person's mind is not steady. Chitta, in the mind is wavery mind. Then that person says, I am busy. I am so busy with my karma. At 6 o'clock I have to go, come back at 8 o'clock, I have no time. When that curtain is removed, that Kriya Yoga happens, the mind is steady, that person's life is a celebration, accomplished, never says, I am busy. Whatever one does, it becomes an expression of joy. At work, or at home, or wherever, it's a unique way that person does the work. That becomes a Kriya Yoga. Kriya Yoga, it is not, when it happens, it is not a karma. That Karma Yoga dawns in that person. Karma Yoga dawns, whatever one does, it's a celebration. And the purpose of all scriptures, purpose of all masters, the purpose, the message of them, all the messages of all scriptures, they say the Kriya Yoga should happen in you. When the Kriya Yoga happens, the Karma Yoga gets dawned in you and life becomes a celebration. You will be distinctly different from others. You will be a genius in whatever way you do. Your life becomes a celebration. You will be an inspiration for the community. And I call this Kriya Yoga as Vasudeva Kriya Yoga. Our life should be celebration with that light. Light in me should shine out. And that shine out, I should become an illumined person. This light, hidden light, should come out, shine out, and we should become an illumined person. This yoga, Kriya Yoga, Vasudeva Kriya Yoga means the light within should shine out through the Kriya Yoga. May the Karma Yoga dawn in me. May all my actions be an expression of my joy, so that my life become a celebration. Then I won't be saying that, sorry, I am busy. Sorry, my karma. I won't be saying that life is a celebration. And may the Lord, who pervades everywhere, He is there within us also. May He bless all of us, so that may the Kriya Yoga happen in us. May the Karma Yoga dawn in us. Lie down on your back.